Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A New York-based private equity firm is set to acquire the state's second-largest hospital group, Caritas Christi Healthcare. Under the deal, Cerberus Capital Management will pay $830 million to take over the network while keeping Caritas Management intact. If approved by the state, the move would transform the charity into a for-profit entity. Ralph DeLaTorre is Chief Executive Officer of Caritas and joins us this morning to explain the deal. Good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Oh, good morning.
Why sell now? What are the benefits you expect this deal to bring to the system?
Well, I think as most systems, our major problem right now is access to capital. We had looming issues that we needed capital for. We needed capital to address some of our past issues like pension. We needed capital to address our current issues, which are our facilities and the underfunded depreciation and creating a really great workplace environment. And then we needed capital to really move into the next step of healthcare, to building an accountable care organization, integrating the hospitals, you know, patient portals, those kind of ventures.
As I understand it, in the deal, the capital firm agrees not to sell any of the hospitals and all your employees stay in place for at least a time?
Yes, that's the plan. The capital firm is really, you know, a financial sponsor in this deal. Their view of us is that we are now their portfolio company. We are the company that, and it's based here in Boston. They own the shares of the company, but we are the company. And they have a commitment not only to Boston and Massachusetts, but really to the individual communities that these hospitals serve. And, you know, beginning immediately, we're going to have really large-scale projects, construction projects that are going to generate large number of jobs and revenues in every single hospital, literally starting within a week.
As I understand it, though, the agreement, and please tell me if I'm wrong, the agreement includes a pledge that Cerberus won't sell the hospitals or take them public for 3 years. Could the situation change after 3 years? Could they sell or go public after 3 years? And if they go public, does that mean Caritas loses its Catholic identity?
So, no. So the Catholic identity is baked into the deal, and it will forever be in place. What happens after 3 years, to be honest with you, is not really contemplated. In every discussion we've ever had with Cerberus, this is a long-term play. They view this as a long-term investment, and Caritas as a platform, not just for having great community-based integrated healthcare in Massachusetts, but for potentially learning from what Massachusetts has learned and expanding this outside of Massachusetts, at all times pledging that this will forever be a greater Boston, Massachusetts-based company.
When we talk about keeping the hospital system's Catholic identity, we're talking about keeping its policies in place, including the ban on performing abortions?
Yes. So the Catholic identity bans and the ethical religious directives will stay in place. The reality of it is that very few hospitals perform abortions. The really significant part of the ethical religious directives is really the social justice component that is absolutely critical. And it's part of our mission and it's part of who we are, making sure that we provide for the poor, making sure that we provide for our communities, and we're part of our communities, not just in our communities.
The agreement comes right on the heels of the passage, the House passage of national health care reform this week that many analysts have said will benefit hospitals financially. We saw hospital stocks tick up this week immediately after passage in the House. Was that a motivating factor in the decision by Cerberus to take on Caritas?
To be honest with you, I can't say that it was or wasn't a motivating factor. I can say, obviously, that this deal has been in the works long before this health care reform bill was passed. As a matter of fact, the definitive documents were actually executed last Friday.
This is, of course, a very rare move for a charity to turn into a for-profit hospital system in Massachusetts. And because of that, as I understand it, the state Supreme Court has to approve the deal. Do you think that there will be any roadblocks there? Do you think Caritas will be successful in getting approval from the state Supreme Court?
Oh, I don't think there'll be any issues. When people begin to understand the community benefits that this deal brings, the jobs, the fact that we are committing, the service is committed to maintaining charity care, community benefits, mission, all those things in place, while in addition paying taxes. And on top of that, creating thousands of new jobs through construction projects and upgrading the facilities to provide great care in these communities. I think when this deal is really teased out and people have had the time that I've had to look at it, I think they're going to be astonished at what a great thing this is, not just for Massachusetts as a whole, but really for these individual communities.
And should patients who use the Caritas system be at all fearful that turning this public charity into a for-profit healthcare system will affect their healthcare at all, or will eventually cost them more in the healthcare that's delivered?
No, I think the exact opposite. You know, the entire company stays identical, doesn't change at all. So we are who we are, and our mission and our values continue and carry forth. If I were a patient, I would be absolutely thrilled and excited knowing that there's going to be a major investment in physicians and nurses and in the facilities at my communities right around the corner from where I live. If I were a patient in one of our communities, I think this is the day we won the lottery.
Ralph De La Torre, Chief Executive Officer for the Caritas Christi Healthcare System, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning, and good luck.
Oh, thank you very much.